You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Fabio Barini to score and Sunderland to win. That was 100-30, now 4-1. Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 5-1. Derek, Sunderland benefited from a couple of pieces of dodgy defending and Jermaine Defoe beating Simon Mignolet twice from the penalty spot. Dented Liverpool's title hopes, enhanced Sunderland's chances of survival last weekend.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you just knew when Defoe was stepping up that Mignolet wasn't going to save either penalty. You just knew that. You know, sometimes when you're a fan of a team that's got a penalty against them, you think, yeah, we might just... But you just knew. It had taken 1-10 Defoe to score both of those penalties. That's how certain he was. Well, I was amazed at Sunderland that day, absolutely amazed by them, because I'd suspected, looking at some of their performances, that they'd given up the ghost under David Moyes. I just didn't see a side that was playing for the manager. It shocked me, the effort they put in against Liverpool. It was incredible. And it's turned around every thought I had about them. I was willing to oppose them every week, but I'm not so sure now. 5-4, though, it's a sure price for Sunderland, no doubt about it. Barely a 2-1. It's too big, but they're away from home and they never win away from home. The odds compilers have sent me all kinds of poses here and I don't know how to answer them. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for Sunderland, even though I shouldn't, because they're in the relegation dogfight and they shouldn't really be on a stay in this competition. But what I saw from them against Liverpool the other day, it staggered me. And if they show that kind of effort against Burnley here, they'll win.
Okay, Sunderland 5-4, the draw 11-5, Burnley in the betting at 2-1. If you're looking for a possible goal scorer here for Burnley, Sam Vokes is 12-5, not been a regular in the starting 11 in the Premier League this season, but might get the nod in the FA Cup, and he's scored 3 in his last 5 in the FA Cup for Burnley. Tom, how do you view this match?
Well, I can't see Burnley making loads and loads of changes. You know, they're one squad that are pretty tight, pretty low on numbers. So, you know, I think when you see the Burnley starting 11, it's going to resemble something of a team that you wouldn't be surprised if you saw it sort of put out in a Premier League fixture. And Burnley obviously got the better of Sunderland in some fashion, you know, the other week against Sunderland at Turf Moor. And it was a smashing victory. Whether Sunderland will use that as motivation, I don't know. But I look at Burnley and I think, I know they're not safe yet, but they've got to be starting to think that way. They've got to start to think now like a mid-table Premier League side, because they're a team now that will back themselves at home, which is why the draw comes into their favour. Sean Dyche would definitely take that. You know, I don't think he's a manager who's going to be too worried about the fatigue of the players or the fixtures or anything else like that. I think he'll know if he gets the draw, he's as good as through to the fourth round. So the draw is screaming out at me, but I don't think either side, especially when sides are in a relegation battle, or they're contesting something in the league, I don't think they want that replay. They don't want it, and I think they'll kind of go for it in a sense here. And you know, maybe send out a little statement. You know, if someone get a good victory against them, you know, it might just reverberate a little bit around that bottom end of the Premier League. But I don't know how much onus there will be on either manager. I just think Burnley might take it, might think, actually, on our day, if we can get, you know, a couple of home ties in the next couple of rounds, we might be able to kick on. But will it be a cautious safety first thing from Sean Dyche? I think no, until he gets to 40 points. I don't know. Burnley at 2-1 in the outlet, that's where I would head. But you know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play the both score no draw market. It's a market I haven't touched for a while. And I don't know why, because whenever I look at it in games like this, I think it screams out at me. At 15-8, I do see goals in it. I see it being an open match. And I don't think either side want a replay. So I'm going to play the both score no draw.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey!
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.